Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Answering your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what you're wondering about at WMUK.org. To the west of Kalamazoo, in the village of Lawton, just off the main drag, there's a sprawling brick building with arched windows and sturdy walls. Here's what's special about it. This building has a chimney or a smokestack that's so tall you can see it from all over town. For locals, it's a familiar landmark, and for visitors, it's a curiosity.
I've been working here in town. I'm not from Lawton.
Sam Eubank is from Bloomingdale. He's a remodeler by trade, and as he worked on a job in Lawton earlier this year,
just kept noticing the chimney and that it stood there by itself.
The chimney is at the far end of the building. Sam and I are standing at the other end in the parking lot near the front door. Sam is right. The chimney is very close to the building, but not quite attached to it.
It seemed like there should be some sort of history to it.
As Sam and I discovered, the smokestack's origins lie in a venerable local industry. We got the details as we toured the property one morning last May with two guides. The first is Lawton Public Museum Director Rodney Reed. When he was a kid in the late 60s and early 70s, his family lived across from the building.
And at that time, the place was basically vacant.
And Dan DeBoer, who owns the building and runs a small chemical manufacturing business there. You can see the chimney coming into town, and DeBoer says when his kids were little,
first thing they would say when we crested the hill on M40 is, that's where Daddy works.
Before we dive into the history, we walk over to the chimney to get a closer look, strolling around the imposing base. From a distance, the stack looks yellow. Up close, though, you can see the bricks range in color from lemon to dark brown. Dan DeBoer tilts his head toward the sky.
If you stand at the base and look straight up when there's clouds moving by it,
and you watch the top of the chimney,
you get that real strange feeling that something's moving, yeah.
In its early days, this building was heated with coal. The chimney's role was simply to vent smoke from the coal-fired boiler. So, although it looks freestanding, when it was in use, the chimney would have connected to the building, perhaps at the big square opening you'll find on the chimney's building side. Peering through this opening, DeBoer shows me and Reed the iron rungs ascending the smokestack's inner wall.
Ooh. I've never found anyone brave enough
that wants to go up there, but I've offered it to many people.
I do. Not today, but I do.
But who built the chimney, and what was the building for? Reed says we can thank grapes. Viticulture has been part of Lawton's economy since just after the Civil War. Reed says a handful of settlers discovered grapevines thrived in the local climate and soil.
And it just kind of really took off, and they just found success with that. And next thing you know, there's just grapes all over Southwest Michigan. But it really kind of started right here in Lawton.
With grape growing came a parallel industry, processing those grapes into juice, right in downtown Lawton. By 1908, a small juice plant stood on the site. 4 years later, a company called J. Hungerford Smith bought the building, expanded it, and built the iconic smokestack. But the chimney's been out of use for most of its 100-plus years. The juice plant was idle by the mid-1930s, and it's not clear the smokestack was ever used again. But the rest of the building came back to life during World War II, when the Eaton Manufacturing Company used it as a factory for engine parts. To learn more about Eaton's legacy, we head inside to Dan DeBoer's office, where he shows us what looks like a metal, palm-sized candlestick.
This is an engine valve that we found during excavation. We don't know what it's to or from, but it's presumably what they made here.
Yeah. Reed says at first, Eaton made airplane valves at the plant as part of the war effort. In the 50s, it broadened production.
For automobiles, and then also trucks, and then even tanks, they made valves for here.
But Eaton, too, was gone by the time Reed's family moved across the street at the end of the 60s. As Reed mentioned, at that time, the building was more or less empty. Eventually, it was reborn as a commercial and creative space, hosting, over the years, a pizza parlor, a printmaking studio, and more. Current businesses, besides DeBoer's, include a tax service and a salon. But it was the building's old brick chimney that caught Sam Eubank's eye. It's reportedly in excellent condition. And back outside, where we can see the smokestack, Sam says,
"Hopefully it'll last another 100 years.
You can share your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.